USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Police are continuing to search for a gunman after a deadly shooting at a Florida mall. Authorities say a man is dead and a woman is hurt after someone opened fire Saturday at a crowded mall in central Florida. The Ocala Police Department saying a 40-year-old man was killed in what appears to be a targeted shooting at the mall. On Sunday, Ocala police released a photo of a person of interest in the shooting. At least one airport in the United States is allowing illegal aliens to board airplanes without the required documents Americans are required to travel with.
As Americans travel in record numbers over the Christmas and New Year's Eve holiday, Fox News out with a concerning report of a special sign posted in Tucson, Arizona at the airport aimed at illegals who have crossed into our country unvetted. A special line for them at the Tucson airport for non-U.S. citizens without passports. TSA agents allowing them to pass through security without the documents Americans need to travel with. I'm Laura Winters.
As the war between Iran and Hamas rages on, fighting continues in the Red Sea and tensions continue to rise between the United States and Iran. A U.S. official saying that it appears Iran struck a ship off the coast of India with a UAV. This comes after Houthi rebels targeted multiple cargo ships Saturday. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News Sunday and says the messaging from the Biden administration has been mixed and they need to take a firm stance.
We need to come back and snap back economic sanctions immediately on Iran. We need to send a clear diplomatic message. That's what we need to see to get the situation to calm down. We have to maintain freedom of navigation operations in the seas. We cannot cede that to Iran.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Are you going to have a white Christmas?
If you live in the Midwest and the Northeast, you may find your dreams of a white Christmas dashed this year. According to forecasters, the remaining patches of snow on the ground in those regions are expected to disappear by Christmas Day on Monday. In contrast, the interior West and the High Plains are in for a different experience, as upcoming storms in the next few days are likely to blanket many areas in white for a snowy Christmas. I'm John Schaefer.
With no winner in Saturday night's Powerball jackpot, the drawing for Monday set for an estimated $640 million. And grocery store chains are closing early this Christmas Eve, some earlier than others. Aldi closing at 4 o'clock later today, while Costco and Trader Joe's will close at 5. Walmart will close at 6 p.m., Whole Foods at 7. Those times all local in the time zone that you live in. With former President Trump holding an overwhelming lead over his opponents for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr says he's not completely on board with a Trump nomination.
I don't think he's going to move the country forward. There's a lot of attention paid to the polls that show him 2 or 3 points ahead of Biden, but very little attention is being paid to the polls that are showing some of the other candidates, like Haley, beating Biden by 17 points.
I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.